So you're working here. That's great.
I am. Good. That's good. Been here for 5 years.
She's great. Good to see you.
It is 11:17. I'm going to call the Education Committee Tuesday, January 2nd, 11:15 a.m. to order. Our first item on the agenda is public comment. Do we have any comments from the public? Please stand, say your name and address. And Marie Louise?
Marie Louise Loretto, 1130.
Oh, we're just 1 second. We're going to get you a microphone.
Marie Louise Moretto, 1133 Liberty Court, Mount Pleasant. I'd like to just introduce myself by saying that I am the president of the Mount Pleasant Community Arts Center. I'm also a Collagenix Media Artist, the past president of the Mount Pleasant Artists Guild, and a former member of the town's CAP Commission. And my background has been like almost exclusively in theater. I was a member of the New York Ensemble Studio Theater and also the National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences, and those are the people that give away the Emmy Awards. Now, the Mount Pleasant Community Arts Center is a center without a home right now. We are a 501c nonprofit governed by a volunteer board of directors, and our mission is to increase access to the arts in Mount Pleasant by the creation of a community arts center that would be for everyone's use. It would be a place where the local artist organizations could perform, present exhibits, and also where the community itself could create art in the events. Our mission is to enhance the artistic center by providing a venue where residents can learn, create, rehearsal, and perform without having to travel outside of Mount Pleasant. A vibrant artistic sector comprised of theater, music, dance, visual arts, and literary writing enhances the town in several ways. Quality of life, local cultural heritage, rich historical heritage, economic viability. It would support businesses that derive income from the arts, employment opportunities for individuals who create arts, and reputation as a tourist destination that would concerts, shows, workshops, exhibits, book fairs, et cetera, that would draw people to Mount Pleasant. And I'd like to, next person to speak is Carol Hallman.
My name is Carol Hallman, H-A-L-L-M-A-N. I live at 2352 Parsonage Woods Lane in Park West, and I am here as part of the governing board for the Community Arts Center. We are here today because we know that there is a possibility of some assistance from your committee as you contemplate a contribution of $400,000 to help the the Performing Arts Center at the new Lucy Beckham High School. We understand that a similar partnership was undertaken and achieved several years ago when the Wando High School was built, and we are interested in working with you to find some common ground. How can you help us? We find that facilities in Mount Pleasant, affordable, and purposeful, built-to-purpose facilities for rehearsing, for performing, for the doing of art, are very hard to find. And when they are found, they are in organizational facilities like churches or schools where they already have a full range of activities going on. So availability is a problem. We're looking at a summer stock offering this summer. This came out of a conversation we had recently with Ms. Whitley. There is no Lucy Beckham Auditorium right now, but we understand given the former arrangement with the Wando High School, perhaps we can find a way to launch our summer stock offerings and get some more traction. We're 3 years old. The first year we did organizational development, the second year we did strategic planning, and now we are in the implementation phase. I bet my time is up. I'd like to introduce Ms. Enright, who is going to take the ball and cross the finish line.
Hi, I'm Keely Enright. I'm the producing artistic director of the Village Repertory Company, which now lives downtown at Wolf Street Playhouse. But for 11 years, we were founded, and we were Mount Pleasant's resident theater company. Hi, Joe. I honestly just walked into this conversation because I do live here. I am a resident, 1245 Jersey Court, and have been for 20 years. So this is my home, and I do care about what the artistic community looks like in Mount Pleasant. In fact, it's priority number one to me for all the years we were here. I don't know that I truly, to be real honest, think that $400,000 of the town's money should go to the school district, and I'm going to tell you why. So I might be counterproductive to what you're saying. Had this kind of money gone towards a repurpose or an upfit or help on a build, we might have seen, well, you would have seen Village Repertory Company stay here in Mount Pleasant where we wanted to stay. But the biggest concerns are that the kind of work that gets curated at a high school isn't what I think is what this town deserves. It didn't work at Wando. Wando isn't used by the community. It's not, and it hasn't been. And whatever money this town gave to that project 20 years ago, we haven't seen a vibrant art scene come out of the use of Wando. So I don't really know why we're going to do that again. I don't believe that it is the best use. I wish you would embrace a way that we would find an art center to be built outside of the high school situation or the rec department situation for the town that we love and for the town that deserves to have a vibrant arts community. I think it's wonderful what they want to do, and maybe that would be a great home, but I don't think you should spend $400,000 on the high school. Let them spend their own money and let that be the high school's project. So I don't really know, other than I truly believe with all my heart that y'all need this, that it's so important for the town, but I don't know that this is the best way to go about it. So that's my comments.
Are there any other public comments? Mr. Kinney?
Kevin Kinney, 3032 River Vista Way. Just with regards to giving money to the school district, the only question I have, I've been to School of the Arts, been to West Ashley High School for different dance performances for my children. Very nice facilities. Did the municipality kick in for those facilities? That's the question. If Mount Pleasant's being asked to kick in, why isn't everyone else kicking in for their nice stuff? That's the question. Thanks.
Are there any other public comments? All right. Moving on to the next item of the agenda, update on the construction of Lucy Beckham High School.
Good morning. My name is Anna Dassing. I'm the very, very proud principal of Lucy Beckham High School. And the presentation that I have today is a little longer than I think what we have time for, but I'll just go through, and as you have questions, let me know. It's kind of an overview of Lucy Beckham because I think a lot of people don't even realize exactly some of the details. So it may be a little more detail than what you need right now, but feel free to stop me as we go along. As I said, my name is Anna Dassing. I have been a professional educator in South Carolina since 1991. I actually started my career in Rock Hill School District number 3. I moved to the State Department of Education, and that's what brought me to Charleston. So I've been here ever since. I have a major in biology and a master's in educational leadership. So just a little background on myself. Beckham High School is planned, and I'll show you the exact site plan in just a moment. We are scheduled to construct a facility for about 1,500 students. It's about 240,000 square feet, 44 acres. It's situated right there on Whipple and Mathis Ferry, if I think y'all know exactly where we're going to be. Three stories, because of the small site, they did opt to go for three stories. We have about 39 classrooms, two gymnasiums, a performing arts center, and a media center with a budget of about $94 million. So that kind of gives you an idea. Where we are in the timeline, the initial planning, everything is on track. There were some questions about whether or not Beckham was on track to be open in the fall of 2020, but we are on track. The initial planning and design has been underway. We're planning a spring groundbreaking, and there's actually some site work that's going to begin soon, very soon, I think, with construction and programming continuing throughout. And I really need to adjust that. This says programming through summer of 2020. It's going to be spring 2020, because that's when we hope that we'll be able to be into the building. And, of course, it will probably take us a good 6 months to make sure that everything's ready for our opening in the fall of 2020. Just to kind of give you an idea of where we are and why we chose some of the things that are going into this new 912 comprehensive high school. And being a second high school in Mount Pleasant, I think, is a really unique opportunity. We've heard a lot of people talk about their fears of Wando. My own son is at Wando. He's a senior this year, and Wando, I think, does an amazing job. With their greatest weakness is also their greatest strength. And so they're able to offer a lot of different programs and opportunities for students, but that size of a high school has been a particular challenge. And so when the school district, before I came on board, began and the town and community members began thinking about what do we need in a second high school, we really wanted to think about, first of all, what are the workforce needs? What are the needs of our area? And looking at the profile of the South Carolina graduate, how do we make sure that our students have the knowledge, the skills, and those life and career characteristics that we want all children to leave? So we really started looking at some of those workforce needs. And there's just a list of things right now. This came from the Chamber of Commerce as far as what are some of the areas that they see as a need for us to address in our high schools. We will have a full core of academics really focused on college and career readiness. All levels, college preparatory, honors, advanced placement, and dual credit with some of our local colleges for all the main areas. And the one that I think always gets people's attention is that we are looking at adding Mandarin as a language. So we're in the process of that. Career and technology courses, these are some of the areas that we're looking at: architecture and building construction, the Project Lead the Way programs for pre-engineering and biomedical. One that's particularly interesting and it's a little different than what you may have seen before is the veterinary tech area, but really looking at the needs for Homeland Security, law enforcement, of course, marketing, business information management, and programming, which we all know is a high need. In addition to that, we are going to be a very strong school for the visual and performing arts. And the visual and performing arts have a special place for me. My own son is in the band, has been since he was in the sixth grade. I have seen personally what the arts have done for him as a young man and as an individual. But we will have a full concert and marching band, orchestra and strings program, chorus, both 2 and 3D art programs, drama, and we're working on how do we incorporate a recording studio. So there may be some more questions specifically since we're talking about the Performing Arts Center around these areas. So just kind of as an overview, just to let you know what we're planning. And again, all levels, college prep, honors, advanced placement, and dual credit opportunities in these areas. Athletics, of course, JROTC, physical fitness. This is just a listing of some of the different ones. We're actually in the process of looking at Navy JROTC and have run into a wall. So if anybody wants to volunteer to help me out with that, that'd be great. Just to kind of give you a little overview of the site plan, I think there's a, is there? Yeah, okay, so if you look right, if the way the, let me see, is this, I don't want to hit you. Can you see, let's see, which way is better, this way or
that
way?
That way's easiest for you.
Okay, so maybe for the microphone, it may be easier to go this way. And I think most people are facing this direction. So this is right down here, this is Mathis Ferry and this is Whipple. And so the building is actually situated, it's kind of this nice little G shape right here with a courtyard in between. Currently, this is where that parking lot is, and currently this is the stadium, and that stadium facility piece is going to come down, but we will have a full track here, but this just kind of gives you the layout with the frontage of the school facing Mathis Ferry. So that's a little bit of the site plan. These are two athletic fields out here. I've got a couple of slides that I'll be glad to show you. I'm going to show you of the layout of the building, okay? Any questions? Y'all good? All right. So this is the front elevation. This is just a rendering. Of course, it'll be a little bit different when we actually get there. So you can see that this is the front entrance here with first and second stories, with the third story being right here in the middle. Again, the front entrance, just some renderings. This is the entrance to the Performing Arts Center, and if you go back for just a second, I think I really need to kind of rearrange this just a little bit. But this is the front entrance here. This is the Performing Arts area over here, the Performing Arts Center. And the picture that I just showed you, this parking lot will actually feed and allow that Performing Arts entrance to come in right here into this large courtyard. So when you see these pictures, I just kind of want to give you a feeling. This is the Performing Arts entrance. This is the gym entrance over here. And then this is the cafeteria right here. And then this is a large open courtyard in between. I've seen this so many times. If it doesn't make sense, y'all let me know. So the front entrance again. The Performing Arts entrance again, it's a dedicated area and is going to have accessibility for evening and weekend performances with a separate entrance coming in off of this side. Again, this is that large courtyard area in between. And what I really like about the way this opens up is that after events, people can actually flow out into the courtyard. They're not flowing really out into a parking lot. There is a parking lot over here, but they're not flowing into a parking lot. So I think it has a lot of potential. And just as an interesting point, these classrooms right here are the art classrooms, the 2 and 3D art. So they also open up into the courtyard to provide space for students or whoever to be able to work there. This is an exterior view, so you can see where they flow out. This is a view from the cafeteria. This is the cafeteria. There's actually a serving line over here, and there are also serving lines inside. But again, it flows out into this really nice courtyard area with the Performing Arts Center being here. This is another entrance for students into the main area. This is the gymnasium entrance. So this is where, this is actually the primary entrance for students because the student parking will be right off of here. So the students will come in. The majority of students will be coming and going through this entrance by the gyms. This is just an overview of the interior. As we said earlier, this is Mathis Ferry, and so we have our main entrance and our admin areas. Classroom spaces up and down this first floor. Our performing arts area is over here. This is the Performance Arts Center. The band room, chorus room, strings room, drama, those areas are all grouped together. The CTE or Career and Technology Education spaces are throughout the building. We have a building construction class over here that will actually do a lot with set design and being able to help and support the performing arts. And then our veterinary science is here to also, again, provide a nice, easy entrance with the creatures that we hope to have. Cafeteria, general kind of space, opens again to the courtyard. And we have a large gymnasium that will seat 1,500 people and with a smaller auxiliary gym just to the side here. So that's the first floor. The second floor is just basically the hall, the classrooms. Again, right here, this is the second story piece of those larger spaces. But again, classrooms on the second floor. Third floor, I will back up just a second. The media center is actually on the second floor, and it's a very large, I didn't bring a whole lot of renderings of the media center because we're still working on that, but one unique feature of this is that it goes into, on the third story, is something we call a makerspace, which is an opportunity and an area that students or adults, teachers, whoever, can use this as an area to be able to create different kinds of things. A lot of times we think of makerspaces related to technology, but I think it could really, it can be whatever we want it to be. So, all right, and then there's, I had some people that were really curious. They were like, what is a makerspace? And so this is the actual definition of a makerspace, which I think is really a nice, I like what it talks about, the people with shared interest, especially in computing and technology, but I think we could broaden that out, gather to work on projects, sharing ideas, equipment, and knowledge. So this particular area will have a heavy emphasis on technology, but I think it could also, it blends in beautifully when we start thinking about our STEAM concept and we're really thinking about science, technology, engineering, and the arts and how those are incorporated. And so do we want to get, do y'all have any questions? I can talk to you a little bit or just answer any questions about some of the theater upgrades and
Well, yeah, why don't we go ahead and move on to item number three, the consideration of funding for enhancements. If you want to talk about a little bit about the upgrades.
Okay, and I know this is literally hot off the presses. The architects and design team, and Harold, chime in on me. Help me out with this part if I'm, okay. So this is the performing arts area. And the district, of course, I'm sure everybody understands budgets and understands the constraints that we have. And the Performing Arts Center is planned to seat about 500 people. I think it says 512 right here. But right now, we are in the process of really looking at some of the finishes and how do we upgrade the audio and the visual capabilities. Because of the constraints in the building, there isn't going to be, there's not a traditional fly loft type space, so we're really looking at kind of leapfrogging and trying to think about projection and the audiovisual pieces of it that can be done without having to add, you know, huge time and money, because we do have a very limited budget as well. So this just kind of gives you outlines for you. The seating space, the stage space, how that comes up. There's a nice vestibule out here, lobby area. We do have an entrance over here, piano storage, shop and scene storage. Those kinds of things are very common, very standard, and those things will all be there. One of the areas right now, what we've really looked at, because one of the directions that we were asked to look at was really looking at how do we update the audiovisual pieces, and we are working with a company to help us understand exactly those pieces that we add to those. But as far as upgrading some of the finishes here, this is kind of a before, and with, I would say don't pay attention to the lights right now because they keep changing, but really adding an additional display space where we could actually do more gallery-type presentations here, that this would certainly be something that our 2 and 3D art students could use and have as an area for display, and then really looking at upgrading some of the theatrical pieces with some of the sound shells, the acoustics, in here, and possibly looking at, you know, upgrading some of the seating in those areas. I'm trying to see, I don't remember what the third. Okay, and then the restroom finishes. We talked about, because we're hoping that it would be a place that the community could use that would be a little nicer than a traditional high school bathroom, restroom kind of area, so that it would be an actual performing arts center. So that's kind of where we are with that piece. Questions?
Well, thank you so much, and I really appreciate you coming and giving us an update on the school and update on the theater. I know that there's been a big talk in the community of a need for Performing Arts Center, and with the cost of land prices in Mount Pleasant and the cost of building an entire theater, I think this is an opportunity for the town to make an investment in the school to upgrade it to be a more professional level facility in exchange for use. And I know that in the past they had done this with Wando High School, and that use did not turn out. So I think that one thing that we talked about doing differently this time was ensuring that there is a specific use agreement to where there is dedicated time for the town to have access to the facility, so that there is an actual usage for the town. And
right. One thing I think that's going to be very different from the way Wando, I think it's just physically, geographically where Beckham is going to be. It's going to be a much easier site to access. People won't have to go all the way to the end, you know, to the north end of Mount Pleasant. It's going to be more centralized. And I will tell you that we are very open to looking at how do we partner with local artists and, you know, people to be able to work with our students. Again, you know, we have a dedication to the arts and know how important that is. And so we're going to be looking for ways to enhance our students' experiences, but to also enhance the community's experiences. And, of course, we're not in school during the summer, so having opportunities during the summer or over breaks, those kinds of things, evenings and weekends, I'm sure we'll have a lot of performances, but it won't be used 24/7. We have talked about using it as a type of a lecture hall type situation, you know, during the day. And then, you know, we'll be using it as a school, but at the same time, we're very open to working directly with the town and the community to make sure that this is a space for everybody.
Based on some pretty good comments by the people with the public comments part, Eric, how does the existing agreement with the main high school work right now? Is it, I'm sure there's a contract. Is there a contract with the school for use of that, for the town's use? No?
No, sir. We have, at least not one that I'm aware of.
Okay.
I think when that deal was made,
all right,
a long time ago, I'm not sure a use agreement that was agreed upon and signed off on by both parties accompanied it.
I think that, I certainly would recommend us, if we're going to do it here, even as much as to say quantitatively, like just so we can justify the dollars. But it would be really nice if we could even go back and say, how can we look at, because the facilities are different. Both will be different. Certain uses could be at one, certain uses could be at the other. But at the end of the day, and Anna's great, you know, we all know her and like her, but who's going to be next? We don't know.
Right.
But if you have a contract in your hand,
right,
that states this is mine and this is what we get this many times under these conditions, then I think that protects us forever.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would recommend us certainly doing with this, but I would also recommend us trying to go back and do two agreements at one time. Mm-hmm. And then that would allow it to at least feel like ours and to be open to an outside company coming in and putting on a series just like I go to in North Charleston or in Charleston. And
there is currently a memorandum of understanding with the school district and the town.
But I've read those.
Wando?
For, I think it's Wando and some of the athletic facilities.
It's athletic.
It's more athletic.
We have an athletic agreement, but
no teeth.
That's a whole other ballgame.
I think generally that memorandum, the one that I have seen most recently, that I do know that the district is looking to update that, so we want to work with the town on that, basically says as long as the schools are not using it, then the town has first dibs on it.
And we would not agree to those terms for a contribution at this facility.
Right.
Because that means you may not. If, like you said.
That's right.
If Anna's there, then. Yeah.
I
would, but if not,
look, contract, you know. Good contracts make for great partnerships. They really do.
I agree.
And I would just recommend us doing that as we move forward. I think we couldn't build that. There's no way we could build that. But at the end of the day, when you're in your chair and the curtain goes up, it's then about the performance.
Right.
You know? So if we're in a comfortable facility for not a lot of money, but we could really add to the performing arts and visual arts for our citizens, I think it would be great. But you say it's centrally located, and it is to the whole town, but there's a whole lot of people living living up there.
Oh, yes, I know, exactly.
So I think utilizing a Wando agreement and this agreement is...
And you said it just a moment ago, the facilities are very different. This is
a small, this is
a very intimate facility. It's not, we don't have a balcony, we do not have a pit. There's not a full fly loft type system here. So that's why we're looking to do something a little different and to kind of leapfrog that and see what we can do. Because if the town has or the community has access to that at Wando, what do we need to have at Beckham that is going to complement that?
And as a town, I think we need to say the same thing. These things could fit there. These things could fit better there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what we have now, what we got initially at our first meeting with the CCSD, was more about the technical side of things, was upgrading the audiovisual and the lighting and those kinds of things. And I know you all are working on getting together something for the finishes to make it feel like we're not entering a high school auditorium, that we're entering something that's truly like a professional level performing arts center. So I think once we have that, I think what we need is a recommendation that this be in the capital plan so that the broader town council can take a deep look at it and decide whether or not this is something we want to move forward with. With a clear caveat that there needs to be a very strong use agreement in place so that the town has regular access to the facility for the town to use and for opportunity to partner with community groups.
Yes, I think that's a good idea to do that. I don't know if it's in the capital plan because it's not our facility, but for us to at least make that contribution. Is this a, who do we deal with, Mr. Barowie?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Jeff Barowie. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
And what is the next step in that procedure for him?
I will obviously go back and talk with him and share with him, you know, what we've talked about today.
And if he can meet with Eric and come up with the details, then that can then be brought to council for consideration.
Right. Eric?
Well, if y'all in council feel that it would take it out of a competitive process with CIP, so
right.
You know, perhaps we can talk maybe after and think through a little bit more how that might work.
Well, I would vote for this if I looked at the contract, and especially I hope we can work on the other one too.
Mm-hmm.
But if without a contract, I probably would not be for this. But with some type of contract with teeth, quantitatively defining it, I think it'd be the best thing for our citizens that we could do, really. So what do you need? It's just two of us.
Mr. Santos?
Gary Santos, 1690 Greystone Boulevard. You know, back in the late 90s, we partnered up with the school district. We put, I think it was about $200,000 in the Moultrie, put in some sprinkler system, lights, Cario. I want to say we put close to $800,000 into there, putting up lights. You know, we had council meetings out at Mondo's facility once a year, especially around Christmas time, I think it was, Eric, and it went around there.
Yep.
And we've been working already with Ms. Barowie on the facility here, the soccer facility at the school and partnering up. And the school district has been great with us. You were right. When they're not using their fields, then we get to use them. So we already have established a great relationship with them. And we're looking forward to continuing to do that because it helps all of us. For instance, our swimming pools. You know, we let the kids come over and learn how to swim and use that as PE for their schools. So they're not only learning how to swim, but they're learning how to save their lives around here. So we really do have a great relationship with the school district. I'm looking forward to furthering that with this facility here. Needless to say, I'm more of a recreation type, athletic type, so I'm looking at those fields, working with the town back and forth, but certainly this as well. I mean, it's very important that we stay strong and work together because at the end of the day, these are citizens' children that are going to be using these facilities, and we all have a real reason to make sure that we make this the best that it can be, just like we're doing with our facilities. We have our throwing cages out there at Cario's Field right now. So we're doing that. We're sharing it already. You know, I just think this is just another piece of the pie for us.
Okay. Oh, Mayor?
Name and address for the record, please.
Will Haney, 316 Mallard Court, Mount Pleasant. I think that this has potential. And because I think anything that we can do to enhance the arts in our community is going to be good. However, I will say this. I think there's some details that we've really got to get clear on. The contract would be one. The other, and having done this in a prior life in another community that at its time was the only community its size in the nation that had its own symphony orchestra, we were trying to do a community auditorium. And what I learned about the technicalities of a really good, usable auditorium where like it was like having NASA explain rockets to you. There's a real science to that. And before we just say this is a good idea in concept, let's get some of the technicalities, because as I learned in this learning experience 20 something years ago, there is a real level of expertise of not only equipping something but people who can run it. And having those people and that equipment and whoever is going to be putting on the performance all coming together at the same time, which leads me to my next thing. Where does the programming and use of this come from? Who is going to, if we put money into this and we upgrade it, and I like the idea of, you come into it, it doesn't look like a high school auditorium, it looks like something befitting Mount Pleasant. My preference would be, something on the harbor that rivals the Sydney Opera House, but I don't think that's going to happen given the price and the money, and I think the dollar amount here is good. But if there is a way, if we move this forward in whatever motion y'all craft today as a committee, and by the way, I wanted to say earlier, I've never seen a picture of Bigfoot. I've never seen a picture of the real Santa Claus. And now I have seen the education committee meet. It actually exists, and this is great, and thank you so much. I'm just not sure if we do this, and I do like the concept, and I support the concept, but where's the programming going to come from? Who is going to be putting on plays here? The community gets the money back, plays or musical performances. I know that that my church, St. Andrew's, has Charleston Symphony Orchestra performances there, so that they have a presence east of the Cooper. Is this going to be something that they can use? And so let's ask the community and find out from a programming standpoint. And then the last point would be, in my prior life too, what I did was raise money for these kind of things. And is there an opportunity to get the community support, naming opportunities? Is the school district open? If we have a benefactor, if we go forward with this, could we name it after that person or people? Could certain rooms, certain sections, or maybe seats? And that way we reduce what it takes for the town to put in there. And then we have community buy-in, and it's really a community arts center. So those are just some thoughts.
Oh, sorry, I think Kathy was next.
Okay. Okay. Yeah,
Kathy?
Yeah, sorry, Bob.
Oh, sure. Kathy Landing, 2114 Seaway Indian Court. So you can probably tell, since we're all jumping up to talk, this is a subject that I think is near and dear to a lot of our hearts, as some of these ladies know. I just want to say I believe strongly, and our economic development chair was about to jump up, and I'll give the mic to him after. I believe there's a much bigger picture here, which is that in an effort to diversify our economy in Mount Pleasant, we're going to be working on some economic development ideas that I think could fit beautifully with a performing arts center, and perhaps also with Lucy Beckham High School, but also Wando High School to improve. I have been to many performances since my son was very, very active with drama when he was at Wando. And yeah, you go in there and it's definitely a high school auditorium with high school bathrooms, and you feel a little silly getting way down here to, but anyway, so my point of all is I think that this is a broader picture that maybe even our retreat we would want to address, because I think there's some, and as an example, what goes in my thoughts immediate when I saw the auditorium is the possibility of having this be a terrific venue for screening films, perhaps film festival related, so not just theater, but film as well. And so if we could just keep in mind that maybe this is something that we need to look at on a much broader level. Thank you.
Yeah, Bob Brimmer, 2380 Parsonage Woods Lane. Really good comments. I think what we're hearing here is a lot of support for pursuing this. Again, a lot of details here that I think need to be fleshed out. And economic development, certainly an opportunity to expand the folks who come to Mount Pleasant. But one question I do have for us is the experience with Wando. I know Wando has been around for a while, and over the years they have expanded and made improvements there. So my question is, are the upgrades you're talking about here something that have to be done at the time of construction, or are these upgrades something that could be looked at a year, 2 years, 5 years down the road, where the district could then budget money for those things?
That's a good question. Right now, we can always add on that we're very limited in the space that we have, but you all know as well as I do, they have capital plans, and there are many, many, I mean, we have a set amount, and it's not likely that we're going to get additional money until probably much farther down the line.
I just asked because we're sort of in a little late in our planning time for this kind of money to show up, and if this is something that has to be done now before the building's built, and that's one thing, but if it's something that could be looked at after construction is completed, that might give us more flexibility to find money or to budget for this sort of expense.
Chiefly, sir, the upgrades that have been discussed, at least initially, are cosmetic in nature and are not too late to be included, and also technology. Mm-hmm. So now is probably the opportune time, or within the next 6 months, opportune time for the funding enhancements.
Yep. Bob, you were talking about our contribution, right? The town's.
Correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Not mine personally.
No, I meant, because Anna's right. I mean, they're, mm-hmm. the pot of money they're getting their capital from, that's it.
For a long time.
I want to thank you for, presenting this. I have two questions, or really maybe three. The auditorium, as beautiful as it is, really looks to me as more lecture space than a theater space. and you're talking about like the upgrades and the, you know, the financial cost of it. Well, my experience is if you take what I'm seeing here and you wait to upgrade it, mm-hmm. it is always more expensive to take a space and try to upgrade it, because what I see lacking is I see any theater lighting. I don't see any theater lighting there.
Yep.
Now the mic is
on.
Okay. Is I don't see any theater lighting in there, and then to add it afterwards is going to affect not only the design of theater but also the cost of the theater. So any upgrades to make this an actual functioning theater, it would be more cost effective to do it before it's built. Also, I didn't see in any of the plans for, like, you know, the backstage area. There's no dressing room facilities and whatever. So what I am also suggesting is that maybe before there is further, you go further on the plans for building this, is you get the arts organization, the theater organizations together, and get input from what is needed for a professional functioning theater.
Are there any other comments? So Eric, where if this is not appropriate for the CIP, or would it be?
It's up to you. I believe it is, because it's such a significant cost that it has to be taken in the same context with all the other expenditures, large expenditures that you have. I mean, we're not building it, certainly not, but it's $500,000, and I think it has to be considered at the same time with other projects. It's not technically a CIP project, but the funding makes it worthy of consideration in a few weeks. It's just my opinion.
Do we have a motion?
Sure. What do you want?
I
really liked all the comments, and I think that we probably agree on everything that's said. The good news about your comments, Mayor, were that that's all the things you worried about we control, and how we monetize it is up to us. Who we bring in is up to us. And so I think the programmatic elements of that, we've got professionals that we can do this. And there are professional groups in the community that know what they're doing. So we can talk to them. And I think in a community like Mount Pleasant, we're going to be able to do that. What we've got to make sure that I know you and I are on the same page of is that we're protected as a town and financially, mm-hmm. and our taxpayers are protected. So I think it's all good. Just to help the last comment, just, and you're not gonna like what I say, but at least I wanna get the truth out there. It's too late to go back and have public meetings with a designer, isn't it?
We are actually in the construction documents now.
You're so in that phase?
We're in that phase, and Harold can speak a little bit more to that. And what you have seen, these, like when I said literally hot off the presses with the break, we weren't really prepared to bring some of this today. We were thinking a little bit later. So additional things, the lighting packages, those kinds of things are something that we've already talked about. And, you know, Harold may shoot me for saying this, but I think there are still some opportunities to add a few things in there.
I think I'm ready.
Are you ready?
I think I'm ready.
All right.
I would like to make a motion that we ask McMillan Smith, because they do have a Charleston office, right, to meet with
the Mount Pleasant Community Arts Center?
Yes.
Cultural Arts and Pride Committee?
Yes. And really, anyone in your group that you would like to get together to meet, or Kathy or whoever, or Kevin, make sure it doesn't burn down. sorry. So that we can gather consensus on, and then I'd like to recommend that the $400,000 is recommended to the CIP. That's not the figure.
We can start.
I said
with
I was
figure.
Ready. I was wrong, wasn't I?
It's okay. It's close enough. That's about where they're coming in, I think.
Okay. That we take whatever the figure is to the CIP for consideration by the full council, because we've got a lot of questions to answer and a lot of work to do, but I don't want it to slow down. I'd like us to be able to not miss this train mm-hmm. as it's going down the track, and I think it starts with public input, mm-hmm. like everything should, and if there's, you know, lighting and things like that, you know, I think that would be good to have it in there, and then we can consider the cost as part of the CIP, like everything else. Mm-hmm.
I second. There's just two of us. I second. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Well, I think we're, is there anything else? You feel good? All right. Well, then we are adjourned. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That was good.
Thank you.
Thanks, Anna.
Thank you.
Yeah, good luck.